Welcome to Authentically Moms. This is Jacqueline.
And this is Sujata. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Sorry we've been off for a little bit. I feel like it's been such a long time.
I think we haven't seen each other for over 2 weeks.
I know. When we were going to get together last week to record and do some stuff, I had a family emergency that I had to drive to Houston to. So that took me out all the way till Saturday. And then you actually went to Houston.
And then I went to Houston on Friday. we didn't cross paths.
I know. We did not cross paths. And then we're here now. You weren't feeling good.
No.
The first, like, you know, today's Wednesday.
Tuesday, I haven't Monday been feeling Tuesday. Good since, I think, Saturday. But, like, a lot worse yesterday. No fever. No COVID. No nothing. But just, like, body aches.
I think it's just kids.
And headache. A huge headache.
Kids, husband.
All the things.
No, I have to... Speaking of husbands, I have to give Chaz a shout out because he... stepped up when I had to leave for an emergency to go to Houston. So he was like, don't worry about it. Take care of whatever you need to take care of. I'll take care of the kids. His father came into town too. So he kept him entertained.
Was that planned or?
Yeah, it had already been planned.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, should I tell him not to come? And I said, no. Go ahead and tell him to come. Most likely I'm going to have to stay longer. And that way, you know, he can help you with the kids and, you know, just someone else to play
with.
Yeah,
so that's perfect timing, actually, kind of, too.
Yeah. And so when I came back, though, I came back Saturday and Sunday. He left Monday. And he went on I don't know if I can say, but he is in Mexico on an amazing trip with a tequila brand that's very well known. And he's getting, like, super VIP treatment right now. So I'm quite jealous.
Nice. Okay.
Hopefully he'll bring back and, like, know some, like, recipes, new recipes to try and stuff.
Oh, not fair.
I know. He was, like, got agave plants and, like, in the fields and everything. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I know. I'm loving this new gig he has.
Brings all this type of liquor and alcohol.
Yeah. So we're done with, it seems like a long time ago, Halloween.
Yes. And two weeks.
I know.
Is 2 weeks is going to be Thanksgiving, y'all.
I know. Do you even decorate for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. So when it was fall in September, I took all my Thanksgiving stuff out.
Okay.
And then I just blend Halloween, and now all the Halloween decorations gone, and it's still a little bit of, like, the fall color,
whatever, like pumpkin color,
and the wreath and everything is out there.
Okay,
but it's about to go out. I think we're gonna go ahead and do Christmas in a little bit. What is y'all's time frame? Do you do it after Thanksgiving or
so? I like to know. Normally, we do it kind of the week of. Okay,
us too. Okay,
but. Since I love Christmas, and Christmas is my favorite time to decorate, because I don't decorate outside. I decorate inside, and it just warms my heart. It makes me so happy.
Yes.
And I can hear Christmas music.
Oh, my gosh. When you put it on right now, I think Breslin's watching Polar Express. I'm like, oh, I love that song.
Y'all, it is a 20th anniversary of Polar Express. 20th.
We're old.
I cannot believe that. Oh,
but I love, like, Christmas. Like, it's kind of about to start.
I love all the... What's your favorite Christmas movie?
The Elf. I love Home Alone also. Like, I can watch Home Alone all the time because it's classic for me or us, right? Mm-hmm. But overall, I love The Elf. Like, I think it's so...
Yeah.
And Bob loves the National Lampoon.
Oh, yep. Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's one he likes a lot.
Yeah. No, that's a good one. That's a good one. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen it. If it's, like, on TNT or TBS or anything, like, I can have those playing. My favorite is, like, The Grinch. The one with Jim Carrey who plays The Grinch.
Okay.
I love that one. I don't know. It's just so funny. And I remember buying the DVD after seeing that. And it is just a great one for me. I don't know. It's funny. But anyway... So, decorating, we still have our freaking skeleton there, our big skelly.
That's a lot of work to bring
I couldn't
down.
Do it by myself because early last week, I think I was, like, last Wednesday when I was outside and I got the call from my sister to go to Houston. But I was doing all the outside decorations by myself, and I had planned on doing it like that Monday, but it rained and we had blow up. So I had to have those dry out.
Oh, okay.
Before. So I was planning on doing the skeleton when Chaz came home, but then I had to leave. So it's still there. And I'm like, God, I bet you people are like, God, that fucking skeleton is still there. Should I just throw a Santa hat on it and call it a day?
Hey, there you go. So we usually actually in the past have always waited like the day after Thanksgiving, like when everybody leaves our house on a Sunday morning, Sunday evening, we are doing all the decorations. This year, Arian's like, can we put it up a lot earlier? So he's been asking since Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? We already have our Christmas lights up because we put it up for Diwali. Mm-hmm. So that's done. All we really need to do is work on a little bit of the inside.
Yeah.
And we should be done. So I think we're asking Bob to probably take it out today. And so we can see what we have. And he wants to go. He's the decorator. He loves to go to Home Goods.
Oh, you guys buy new decorations every year?
No, but I buy like ornaments. Like I bought them like the volleyball and basketball ornaments. But we do a little bit of small things here and there. But he loves going to Home Goods and Target and like looking at what stuff we need to get.
I always buy more than I like. I don't have places for the stuff that I would buy now. You know?
Uh-huh.
Like I have a big house, but there's not a lot of, I guess, display areas to display things that are Christmas. I know you're looking around and you're like, oh.
Yeah,
but
you,
like,
you got this and you got this big, huge island now.
But it's like the mantle and the credenza.
Those. I don't even have a mantle, really.
Anyway, I don't want to buy new things before I see what I have because I've done that in the past. Mm-hmm. And like I'll have to just bunch everything up, you know.
So that's why he's telling me to bring it down because we went to Home Goods. He goes, why don't we get this? I go, I don't know where to put it.
Yeah,
I don't know. So he's asking him to take everything down so we can kind of see what we have.
Right. And then buy whatever if you want to. Yeah. I think this weekend we're going to put it up and just do it all because, you know, I don't know what my situation will be. I still have that family thing going on. And so I just want to be able to do it when I know we can do it versus like being too late because we're going to go the day after Thanksgiving to go to the lake house and spend some days there. So I would really want it up. And we're actually having people over for Thanksgiving dinner. So I want it up and not having to mess with it. Because, you know, I don't want it just for like 4 weeks. I want to see it for like 6 weeks.
Yeah, you could put so much like time and effort putting it up. I'm like.
And then when do you take it down?
Okay, that was my question. I want it down like the day after like New Year's. I want it down. I want to start fresh and I want my house to be. Like by that time, I'm like, I want it completely clean.
Uh-huh. And yeah, I get that.
And I don't know why I'm like antsy. I'm like, I'm tired of seeing everything everywhere. So I'm like wanting to put down just the clutter, like, you know, my brain and my mind and everything. Yeah. So like it helps.
Yeah.
Start fresh. But like some people leave their Christmas tree up
for King's Day.
I don't know about King's Day, but they like, I know someone that leaves it on all year.
Oh God, no.
And they put like,
no,
4th of July.
Oh, no.
They put,
I know what you mean. No, hell
no. Valentine's Day.
No, that is like hoarder situation. I just don't like that. That would annoy me so much. I'm so glad I'm not with someone like that. I'm sorry. That is borderline, like just keeping shit out all the time.
Yeah. I think it would, I don't know. I think it's cool to look at. I just don't know in my household. Now, when do you take your Christmas tree down?
Usually, I would say King's Day. Three King's Day. Is it Three King's Day? I'm trying to look it up. King's Day, January 6th. Three King's Day is known as an Epiphany, is a Christian holiday celebrated on January 6th. So I know a lot of Catholic people keep their tree until this day.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I am not one of them. I usually try to do it when the kids are out because they want to kind of help and it slows me down. So I'm like, okay, I know where everything goes. Let me just do it, bang it out in like a few hours versus like an all day thing. So I actually usually wait till they get back to school.
Okay.
And then I bring it down. Yes, I'm tired of seeing it. But
then that just helps you that you're going to go a lot faster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're like, the kids come home. They're like, everything is all.
Yeah. I mean, it's different because like whenever we do the Christmas decorations in the tree and stuff, like I have wine.
You have a nice party. Like we have
Christmas music. We have all the stuff. So I don't care if they take longer because that's just more wine for me. But the cleanup is very different.
Like, you can start it the same way. Let's have wine and then, you know. Anyway, yeah, I like how y'all do it. Y'all like, okay, let's just make it a thing out of it.
Yeah, and it's been like that for a few years. Well, like a lot of years. Luckily, you know, Chaz is Jewish, but he still likes all the Christmas stuff and having a tree and stuff. So we're all good here.
Do y'all mix it up? This time, did you hear Hanukkah?
Goes over Christmas.
It's the day after.
Yeah. So we do Hanukkah things too. We'll light the candles and stuff like that. But I don't say we decorate a lot. We have a lot of menorahs that we bring out, but mm-hmm. there's no like Hanukkah decorations that we have.
Y'all have some cool menorahs.
I know. But then the candles are so expensive. And so we usually just do one menorah with candles.
Oh, is that right? Why are the candles expensive?
I mean, they're just, you usually have to buy more than one because they don't give you a packet with the amount of number that you would use for the days. It's like you open a pack and then you have to open another packet and just use like five of those. Oh, I'm like, okay. Why could you make this pack like the right amount of candles for each? But no, they can, you know, just want you to buy more stuff. And you, of course you do. So we don't have all of them going.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah. So, the holidays and everything.
I'm already like pumped up about it though.
You're right, excited?
Now. I'm excited. I mean, it's coming, like, I don't even know where October went and I don't even know where November is going, but I'm just like trying to embrace it at the same time. Just like, okay, just enjoy, put on the music. It's mm-hmm. not too early to listen to Christmas music. And I don't know, just getting my sweatpants and sweatshirts ready.
You know what I feel like? You know, we used to have really bad anxiety and we still have anxiety, but it's leaps and bounds way better than what you and I, when we, you know, first
when
met.
When I started, yep.
I felt like the time went so slow back then, and we always thought about like what was coming and never living in the moment.
Yep.
That we were just making our mind give us anxiety even though we never knew what even was going to happen or why we were anxious. Mm-hmm. And now that you and I both are like really just trying to enjoy the moment and doing all that stuff, and in doing that things just go fast.
And you enjoy it at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have time to, like, dwell on anything, right?
Yeah. I mean, it also helps on my medication, but, like, that helps me realize that. But, I mean, just, because before, I would be like, oh, my God, it's November. It's almost Christmas. And then it's half the school year. And then it's just a little bit more. And then it's summer. And get really anxious about all that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because I used to not really be a mom who enjoys summer. Like, I always thought those moms were lying or just like, God, your kid, like, oh, I can't wait for my kids to be all day with me. I want to do so many things. I want to do crap, whatever the bullshit. And I'm like over here thinking there's something wrong with me because I get anxious when I'm having them. I'm like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, those moms have meltdowns too.
Whatever. But I never talk about it like that. None of those words have ever exited my mouth. Like, I can't wait for summer to be able to do, like, spend so much time with my kids. I love my kids, but like, I also love having a routine and you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I've never said those things, and I still have breakdowns. I still love them, but I've not, and I know we know people who say that, but I don't know. I've just never been one of those people who, like, or maybe I will be once, I don't know what, like, the more I get over my anxiety and mm-hmm. stress and stuff, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I've always like wondered about like those family dynamics and if they're being honest and stuff.
It's the 5 minutes that you see. It's the things you see. No, for me, it's like when summer starts, I'm like, I'm ready for no routine, no routine. Cause we have such a, we're on like so much going on during the school year. So by the time summer, I'm like, I can sleep in, no routine, don't have to be like a, you know, driving out with all the kids around everywhere.
I do end up liking it.
But then I'm like, I'm ready. But then I'm just, when school's about to start, I'm like, I'm ready for a routine.
Oh God, yes. That is when, yes. Oh, I still have a to-do list of when the kids started school this year that I haven't done.
Oh, neither have I.
All right. So let's take a segue. So I read this article about a woman. Mm-hmm. Who spent 35 years with her husband, and he passed away from Parkinson's or whatever. But she said while they had, you know, they had three kids, they had a relationship, a sexual relationship, she never had an orgasm.
In 35 years?
Yes.
Okay.
And how did she said because part of it was that she never knew about it because her mom, I think, you know, back in the day, mm-hmm. you couldn't talk about sex with, I mean, it was for the pleasure of the man. And okay, you should be there to please your husband and stuff like that. It wasn't about, okay, what about the woman too and stuff. And so she didn't really, she didn't go in there thinking that. And then I guess amongst her girlfriends, that was a taboo topic to talk about. So no one really talked about that stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so she described it as the elusive orgasm. Like something that no one really talked about. She never thought she had one while she was with someone, and she couldn't talk about not having one or like how to have one or what are right. some things to help to have
how,
one.
Let me, can I ask like how, let me get some details. Like how old is she? Like well, how long ago was this? Just kind of.
Yeah. Like right now she's in her like older 50s.
Okay.
And she's starting to kind of date around, you know, like, okay, her husband had passed away like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She had only been with him. Like she got married at like, I don't know, like 20 right. something, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. had three kids. So they obviously had sex.
Yeah.
But it was okay. She thought of it like from the perspective of like, okay, it doesn't matter if I enjoy it. Like, this is my duty. You know, her mom told her that that's what it was. And it's about pleasing the man.
But
make sure he gets pleased. Like, you know, make sure he like basically has an orgasm, and it doesn't matter if you do.
No, but I'm just saying, like, doesn't it build up on her? Like, is she in a good mood or she's like frustrated?
I don't know. I mean, I
I guess if you have a mindset of like always pleasing the man, that's your goal, right?
Yeah. And she doesn't know any better. She doesn't know any different. And yeah, now, you know, she's single and like hearing all these conversations and stuff. And I'm just like, that really sucks to have been in a moment like that where mm-hmm. normalizing women's sexual gratification was just something no one cared about.
Or even like they don't, I don't think you speak about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you talk about that. I can kind of see like even in our culture that you don't really talk about that. Like, oh, well, have you had an orgasm? And like, you know, you really don't bring that up, do we?
In your culture?
Yeah, in my culture.
Well, my culture, I'm third generation. So
we definitely yes, don't
we do talk
about
that.
We talk about it, but I don't think anybody's going to feel comfortable saying, hey, I haven't had an orgasm. What does an orgasm feel like? Like, how do you know you've had an orgasm?
So if you were just like with your, okay, your cousins, that wouldn't, like your girl cousins, that wouldn't be something you talk about?
No.
Okay. So my family is very, very different. We do talk about all that stuff.
So you'll just, okay. Mm-hmm. But like, would you be as specific as like having an orgasm though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There are no limits really when me and my family, not my immediate family, like my mom will be yeah. like, hey, you need to take something special on your trips, you know, with Chaz and stuff. Make sure you pack good things and whatever. And I'm like, mom, shit. but like with my cousins, yeah, like that's just something that we feel comfortable talking about. It also because everyone else is talking about it. There is no one singular person like, you know, not involved or not, you know, contributing that we're not judging anyone too, right? Sometimes mm-hmm. they'll judge other people like, oh my God, you never done this or whatever. Like it's just a fucking like giving each other a hard time
right,
or
right,
whatever.
Right,
it's
right.
just really funny yeah. and we all, you know, whatever. But like, I feel like being able to talk about those things is very, oh my God, these dogs, healthy for, hold on.
Quick break.
Worse than children.
I know. They're really.
I know. But I feel like you feel like you're part of this culture that is normalizing a lot of things, and it's healthy, right? Like you said, was she walking around just like angry all the time or whatever? You know, I mean, just normalizing it. I feel like not talking about it makes a stigma about it even bigger. You know, like if right. you make it a big deal, or you think it's such a big deal, then other people will think it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know. It never was something we just didn't talk about. But I feel like now there's so much about like women's pleasure. There's books about it and lots of toys and all that stuff. So, oh, our pillow came in.
Okay. Y'all try it out and let us know. Report back.
The Liberator.
I know. I was glad to see.
And it also came with a little satin placemat. So like you could place all your sexual pleasure toys on it.
Oh,
so you don't have to like go into the box under your bed. I know you keep a box somewhere. Ours is under the bed. We probably need to get a better
location.
A better location. But I don't know. Do you think, and I also feel like just us, like with our girlfriends, when we talk about those things or like, I feel like it bonds us more.
I do, but I still don't feel like like if someone's going to be comfortable enough to say that they haven't had an orgasm. That's just me. I don't know why that's so. I know me and you're open about it,
yeah.
But I don't know if everyone at our age is even still like you don't. Not all the girlfriends probably talk about sex like that. Do you see what I'm saying? They kind of like blow it off and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they'll talk about it and say, hey, what does an orgasm feel like? You know, or like.
Like, would they know if they didn't have an orgasm?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you know if you've had an orgasm?
It's one of those things like if you know, you would know.
Yeah.
Like once it happened, like before I had one, I feel like it felt like it was almost I was going to pee on myself.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't let it happen because I was like, oh, my God, stop. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But then when it happened, I was like, holy shit.
You'll know.
You will know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so if someone said that, I wouldn't make them feel embarrassed or anything. I'd be like, well, how do you know? Why do you feel that way?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? And then, you know, just say, hey, it's a lot of pressure. You know, you may feel like you're peeing yourself. You may feel like physically you're peeing on yourself.
But I actually want to know, like, did this guy just do like, you know, like, did he not take care of his wife? Do you see what I'm saying? Or is there something wrong?
That's what it is. He did not. Like, it was probably just straight up sex. It was probably like no oral anything going. And for a lot of women, myself included, most of the time you're not going to have an orgasm through just sexual intercourse.
Yeah, but like at least Chaz will know that he needs to please you, right?
He does. Yes. Yeah. He is of that new school.
Yeah.
But I mean, think about it. These people were like, you know, they're almost 60, so or when she wrote this, they were.
Okay. I wonder if the new boyfriends are giving her an orgasm now. hopefully.
I would definitely hope so. I mean, I feel like, and she says, if you ask me now, like, what do I think I have had a healthy sexual relationship, she even said, yes, I would say so, because they did it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
It literally was like she just had not ever had an orgasm before.
She just didn't reach that. Okay.
And so that's what I was saying, like, just because you're having like, does good sex mean you have an orgasm? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think the definition of every sexual encounter that you have for it to say good sex means like you ending in an orgasm.
Because but the guy usually ends in an
orgasm. Oh, yes. For the guy, yes. 100%. I think so. Right. But for a woman, like, you can say that was so good, but you have to be. Check all these 20 boxes to have an orgasm.
Right.
You know what I mean? So even if one of those boxes, like, oh my God, dinner was so good while you're having sex, you're probably not going to have an orgasm. But that doesn't mean it wasn't good for you. You know?
Right.
I mean, do you not agree with that? Or do you have your own kind of definition or interpretation?
I mean, I think if you're having sex versus kind of like making out. Like, I think if you're having sex.
What?
Like, I think you should have an orgasm.
Well, okay, we've talked about your little your
not my little thing. I'm just saying, like, I don't find it fair that the guy
I don't find it fair either, but sometimes I'm like, this is going on too long.
Hurry up. I'd rather watch TV.
This is, I need some sleep. You know, I no, kind of know that. When I'm not going to.
I do too. Because I've just had like a rough day or just like I can't relax. Yeah, or like
nothing you do is going to help my situation.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'm like, okay, just finish off and I'm done. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but like, but I don't know. I think a good definition of like sex is, if the guy's going to go, I'm going to go.
Okay.
That's, I mean, so those it times happen where, all the time. Right. But if I'm going to, if you're asking me for a good sex, that's what.
Okay. That's
it's pleasing each other.
Okay. But do you still find pleasure in those sexual times yes. where you don't?
Yes, mm-hmm. for sure. Yes.
Okay. So have you even had bad sex? Because you've had sex with one person.
I don't know what, like, okay. So my situation, I don't know what to compare it to. But all I know is it's really good.
Okay, Bob. Woo!
I mean, I don't know what to compare it to.
Okay, like, so I have had bad sex before.
Okay.
Either it didn't last long enough or the guy was like not, you know, didn't know how to work their stick.
Okay.
Or did not, wasn't like on the normal side.
Okay.
Of the ranges.
Okay.
Okay. You know, or sometimes it just, you know, but a good, for me though, then a good sex is just like when you just enjoy the sex.
Right.
Not necessarily always having to have an orgasm, but that you just enjoy the sex.
Okay. Okay.
And you would have sex with them again.
Okay.
And you look forward to having sex with them again. So if you're like, oh my God, we had sex last night and it was like fucking terrible.
Right.
Like, I never want to see him again or whatever it is. You know, to me, that's like, okay, then the sex was terrible.
I think it's different. Like, you know, like if it's like intimate and like all that kind of stuff, I'm sure it can be good. Right. Like,
I mean, some of these were boyfriends. Okay. So like, yes, I stayed with them, but now knowing like, oh, that wasn't really good sex.
Right. Okay.
You know.
I can't speak
I know.
Anything to that. I mean, I don't know what to say.
So what would you tell this girl if she said, Sujata, I see you have an orgasm all the time. Mm-hmm. I've never had one. Can you give me some tips?
You put me on the spot like that. I don't know. I mean, the guy needs to figure out, like, mm-hmm. he needs to know. You need to know your body.
That's where I'm going.
You need to know your body. And then also, he also needs to be willing to do whatever to get you there. Like, he'll try whatever. Mm-hmm. Different positions, going down, like, orally, whatever, finger, anything to get you to go.
So that should be his mission. Yeah. So that's where I think being older and more, you know, comfortable in your body and knowing your body, but you have to also be willing to explore your own body.
Yes.
And know what pleases you so that you can tell them what pleases you, what you want to do, and also not be afraid to tell them what not to do or what is not working for
not
you.
Not just what he wants to do.
Exactly. I know. Exactly. So I feel like, you know, being able to talk about that and explore your body so you're comfortable with that so that you can explain it to other people, because I can tell you, I didn't know what I needed or wanted, and I sure as hell wasn't going to say something to someone else because I was like, I don't want to say embarrassed, I just didn't know. I just was young and, you know, but now, even now, like, you know, Chaz and I have been, you know, together for a long time, but even still there are some things that I'm like, hey, do more of this, don't do this, or I'm in the mood for this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so just it's always evolving. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what keeps it like really exciting. Like, if you're just like, you know, wanting to try different things or like know something more. But I would also say, hey, chick, it doesn't always take a man to help you get an orgasm.
Right.
There are many, 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 many things.
Like the what is it called?
The pillow. Well, you need something more than a pillow.
No, I know. Oh. But like change it up a little bit and try different things, uh-huh. you know?
Yeah. But like a vibrator, there's many things that like you will be able to. And then you know what? You don't even need to talk to anyone anymore or read magazines. Like, you know how we used to have Cosmopolitan or mm-hmm. 17, whatever. there are ways on the internet you can look up to like really define how you would know if you had an orgasm,
yeah,
or how to do it or what angles or anything like that. Like the amount of information that we need, you don't even need to like even talk to anyone anymore, which like can be embarrassing for a lot of people and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But the fact that we have all this at our, you know,
right there
to be able to do it is like really kind of amazing.
I do think a woman should know what she really wants. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's to me, that's really like explore her body is really
to me. I think that's the key to a great sex life.
Yeah. It also shows like confidence also like, mm-hmm. you know what you want and you're not afraid to speak up.
I also think that could be really attractive for a man.
Yes.
You know,
yes, for sure. I can. Yeah.
And the fact that like, let's be honest, you know, if you are finding pleasure in sex and you know what pleases you and you know what to tell them, that means you're going to want to have more of it.
Yep.
And I think any man would go for whatever it takes to have sex.
Sometimes be like, oh, this is what she wants, you know, like that, like it's a good challenge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I hope the lady has an orgasm.
I hope she has multiple. Yes, I hope she has some by herself with guys. I hope she just feels liberated.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions on that though. Like I want to know her background and I want to know like
what she is.
Yeah. And also like, why did she not like explore herself sometimes? Like, you know, I don't know.
It was again, taboo, you know, people like have maybe also very strong religious things that say like, you know, self-pleasure is a sin or whatever, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Or being in, you know, having not an old school mentality, but the way it used to be and having been told by your parents and generations of how it should be, it would be. And then no one's telling you it should be any different is very, you know.
Yes.
It can influence how you are a lot. But I also heard that as you get older, women get very irritated quickly by anything.
Yeah. I can.
Like the older you get, like you're just like, okay. So I was like, snappy. So let's we don't have the patience because we have too much shit going on in our heads.
Absolutely.
So like I was, what made me laugh is that there are some people I know who are very slow speakers.
Oh yeah.
And I cannot stand that. Like I'm almost like hanging on to every word you're saying, like next.
Yes.
Next. And then the other things, I can do more than one thing, right? But if I'm tied up trying to hang on to every word you're saying because you're going like 10 miles per hour, it distracts me from doing everything.
Absolutely.
So I'm just like, I can wash dishes and just tell me. Oh, yes. No, you can tell me, you know. And a lot of times I can already tell like what you're going to say or something.
Yes. But then I'm also thinking like, okay, what all can I be doing while you're saying? Like, okay, I need to be doing this. And like, I lose focus.
Yeah. And they were talking about the woman who said this is like, this is why we don't want to talk to our kids that much because they take so slow to answer her question. She's like, that's probably why Grammy and Mom like didn't talk to us a lot because they didn't have the patience to put up with any of the things that we were trying to say.
Yes.
Oh. And so anyway, I just thought that was like pretty funny because next time you say, hey, how's your day going? And someone says, well, or to be honest, just say, okay, just stop there. I immediately regret this conversation because you know it's going to be long-winded.
No, I agree.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that was our podcast. Happy holidays.
Yes.
reach out to us on our DMs if you have any suggestions on topics. You can please rate us and review us, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.